Hello, 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 and welcome everyone. This is Becca, also known as DJ Sky, and this is another great episode of the Rewind Podcast where we talk about different older shows that I love and discussing them anywhere from Leave It to Beaver, Different Strokes, Dennis the Menace, Petticoat Junction, Andy Griffith Show, Head of the Class, Green Acres, Hogan's Heroes, Adam 12, Emergency, Punky Brewster, My Favorite Martian, Donna Reed Show, and much, much more. You're listening to the Rewind Podcast with Becca. Hello, Mr. Wilson. We are going over Dennis the Menace. I love Dennis the Menace. It is one of, I think, the first older shows that I have watched, besides some very famous ones like Andy Griffith Show and I Love Lucy, obviously. Dennis the Menace has 4 seasons, and it ran from 1959 to 1963. What is Dennis the Menace about, you might ask? Well, Dennis the Menace is about a little boy named Dennis who always wore a striped shirt with overalls and a slingshot in his back pocket. Dennis would go around his neighborhood and we would just follow him in his day-to-day life. And most of the time he would get into some sort of trouble or mischief, or as the name of the show shows, he would be some sort of a menace to his neighborhood. Most of the time, his neighbor, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson is an older gentleman that is retired and lives right next door to Dennis. He doesn't like Dennis very much because Dennis always comes and quote-unquote ruins things and makes a mess of things and really starts to scrape on Mr. Wilson's nerves. But Mrs. Wilson, on the other hand, Mr. Wilson's wife, absolutely loves and adores Dennis, but Mr. Wilson always just wants to get rid of him as fast as possible. Why do I like this show? I find this show very entertaining because it's just funny to see what scenarios he's going to get into, what he's going to do in different episodes. And sometimes it's really kind of funny to just watch the show and say, okay, what is he going to do this time? And how is this going to affect Mr. Wilson? Because sometimes it ends up good and sometimes it ends up bad. But the thing about Dennis is the show's called Dennis the Menace, but he's really just being a kid, being adventurous and curious about stuff. And he's just trying to help most of the time. He doesn't realize that it'll mess something up. Sometimes the stuff that happens isn't even his fault. Sometimes it's Mr. Wilson's fault. And Dennis always gets blamed for it. And the thing is, Dennis is quite smart. Maybe not textbook smart, but he's definitely smart. And he's very good at figuring different things out, how to do things. Overall, I think this is just a very fun and funny show, and I really suggest you watching it. In the show, some of the main characters is obviously Dennis, and then you also have Mr. Wilson and Mrs. Wilson, his next-door neighbors. Some other characters that pop up quite frequently are his friends, Tommy and Seymour, and a girl named Margaret. They are quite frequently seen going out and playing games and just going around the neighborhood with that group. You also see his parents, Alice and Henry Mitchell. And a little bit into the 4th season, they actually switched people being Mr. Wilson. They didn't switch actors. They just got a new Mr. Wilson. So the second rendition of Mr. Wilson would be the original Mr. Wilson's brother. They sadly had to make this switch from Mr. Wilson's because the original actor who played Mr. Wilson sadly passed away. But it was very entertaining to watch because we got to see an older Dennis interact with a new Mr. Wilson and new challenges and new scenarios that happen. Some of my favorite episodes, I'm not sure I can pick a favorite. There's so many good episodes. Let me think. It's a Christmas episode, but it still counts. The Christmas Story episode is really good. The basis of that episode is It's Christmas time, and Dennis always goes around the house searching for his Christmas presents, and he always seems to find his Christmas presents. So this year, his parents decided to get a little smarter and had the presents stored in Mr. Wilson's house in his closet, so Dennis wouldn't even think to look there. But when Dennis went Christmas shopping with his mom, he had his mom wrap his present for his dad, which was an alarm clock. He got his dad an alarm clock, had his mom wrap it, and put it with the rest of the presents. So how is this important, you might ask? Well, he set the alarm clock for a specific time, and he remembered that time. So when it was wrapped and put with all the other presents, he would go around his house to listen for the alarm so he could find where all the presents were. And he was over at Mr. Wilson's house and, of course, found the presents. I just think that this just shows how smart Dennis can be and shows that he can figure stuff out and outsmart the adults sometimes. Another one that I find quite entertaining is The Lucky Piece. It is an episode where Mr. Wilson trades Dennis for helping with his lawn for a lucky piece instead of actually giving him money. So it's just a coin that says lucky on it. Dennis, being a kid, says, okay, I'll take it. And he takes the lucky piece. Mr. Wilson, knowing it's not actually lucky, is just like, whatever. Mrs. Wilson is not happy that Mr. Wilson is tricking Dennis with this. So Mrs. Wilson goes and for the next few days makes it look like the lucky piece was actually lucky. She helps Dennis find his frog. She teams up with Dennis's mom and gets them free ice cream sodas. And then at the end, Mr. Wilson is like, hey, this is actually lucky. I want it. And Miss Wilson's like, no. So Dennis ends up getting like $21, I think, his frog back and an ice cream soda and all sorts of stuff just because they're trying to make a point. Another episode that I really like is the 50,000th customer. In this episode, one of their local stores is having their 50th anniversary, I believe, of their store. So they're having a prize for whoever the 50th customer is can go in and have a 5-minute free shopping spree. Anything they can grab in 5 minutes and take out with them is theirs for free. So Mr. Wilson, he goes and he figures out all these calculations and all these equations to figure out what the perfect time would need to be and how many people need to go in at what time and at what pace and all this different stuff to figure out when he needs to go in to be the 50,000th customer. He also goes and he maps out the whole store to figure out what the things he wants are where. But then the store owner goes through. He knows he's doing this. He goes through and he mixes everything up in the store. So on the day right before Mr. Wilson thinks that he's going to be the 50,000th customer and get all this, Dennis goes to the store with him. And Mr. Wilson is just slightly off. And Dennis walks through the door and Dennis is the 50,000th customer. The store owner's like, okay, fine, whatever. Dennis can get it. He's a kid. He can't care that much out of the store. But Dennis is smart. He grabs a hammock that's sitting over there. It's already open and everything. He uses that and he climbs on the shelves to get to the top shelf. He runs all over the place and grabs all this stuff that he wants, his parents want, and that Mr. Wilson wants, and throws it all in this hammock. And the store owner's like, no, you can't do that. And everybody's like, you better let him do that. He won fair and square. He outthought you. So sure enough, he was allowed to take all of this home. And that's just another scenario where he outthinks the grown-ups. One thing you will learn about me if you don't already know this about me is I love taking online quizzes. I like taking personality quizzes. I like taking trivia quizzes, but on stuff that I know. So today, we're going to take a How Well Do You Know Dennis the Menace quiz. I hope I do well at this. If not, that would be kind of embarrassing. So let's get started. First question, in what year did Dennis the Menace make a television debut? I literally told you guys this at the beginning of the podcast, and I'm not sure I can remember it. So the options are 1949, 1979, 1969, and 1959. I believe it's 1959. Yes, I got it right. Alrighty. Dennis the Menace is based on the comic strip by this American cartoonist. The options are Dr. Seuss, Charles Schulz, Bill Watterson? Don't come at me if I pronounced that wrong. And Hank Ketchum. I found this in my research. It's Hank Ketchum. Woohoo! Next question. Who is Dennis the Menace based on? Dennis Brown, Dennis Haskin, Dennis Weaver, or Dennis Ketchum? Once again, I also found this out from my research. It's Dennis Ketchum, Hank Ketchum's son. Next. Dennis Mitchell has good intentions, but he often winds up making situations worse, usually at the expense of his neighbor. Y'all should know this. I told you about this earlier. The options are Mr. Waters, Mr. Wilkinson, Mr. Walters, or Mr. Wilson. We know this. Anybody who has watched Dennis the Menace for at least a little bit knows it's Mr. Wilson. Which young actor starred as Dennis? Joseph Kearns, Herbert Anderson, Jay North, or Ron Howard? I know this one. It's Jay North. I believe Ron Howard plays Opie in the Andy Griffith Show, actually. Yay, I got it right. Oh, goodness. Am I going to know this one, guys? I don't know if I'm going to know this one. I'm going to embarrass myself. Which actor played Dennis's father, Henry Mitchell? Okay, come on. Come on, Becca. Come on. So the options are Willard Waterman, Herbert Anderson, George Caesar? I don't know. Or Billy Booth. I don't know. I'm going to go Herbert Anderson. I got it. Which actress played Dennis's mother, Alice Mitchell? I found this one in my research. Her name popped up. Her name's Gloria Henry. Dennis loves tormenting his neighbor, Mr. Wilson, who was played by this actor. The options are Tub Taylor, Billy Booth, Joseph Kearns, or Charles Seal. Once again, if I'm butchering these names, I'm sorry. Not meaning to. I also found this one in my research. It's Joseph Kearns. Which actor replaced Joseph Kearns after his sudden death? Willard Waterman, Gail Gordon, Robert B. Williams, or Will Wright? I'm honestly not sure. I don't know. I'm going to go Robert B. Williams. No. Guys, I got it wrong. It's Gail Gordon. I put Robert B. Williams, it's Gail Gordon. Oof. So I suppose that means we must stop because I got it wrong. I hope this encouraged you to want to watch Dennis the Menace as well. Share it with your friends and just enjoy it. And I hope you come back and listen for the next episode of the podcast, which I believe I will be talking about Munsters and the Addams Family. They are not the same. They are very similar, but they are not the same, which we'll be talking about that next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Rewind Podcast with me, Becca. For now, I say adieu.